Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, June 16th. You'll be interested to know. 62 years ago today, in 1963, Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman to journey into space. Launched aboard the Soviet spacecraft Vostok 6, she orbited Earth 48 times over 71 hours, demonstrating remarkable courage and pioneering spirit. This historic achievement not only shattered gender barriers, but also inspired countless individuals worldwide to pursue their dreams, regardless of societal constraints. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 4 mph, keeping things relatively smooth for now. As the day progresses, anticipate some bumps with winds shifting onshore later in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Monday will be 0-foot at 7:45 a.m., with a 3.5-foot high tide just before 3. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday features waist-high waves, with fair conditions prevailing in the mornings and shifting to choppy afternoons. Light south winds provide smooth surf early, but by midday expect increased bumpiness. Thursday sees a drop in size, but improves to clean conditions later in the evening. Overall, a mix of rideable surf with potential for fun sessions, especially in the mornings. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 64 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at Ego 2, and will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies, and a high around 68 with a light southwest breeze. Tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, with a low of 63 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings on Tuesday and Wednesday, followed by mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 60s. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a concerning trend, San Diego has topped the nation in inflation, particularly in food prices, which are significantly impacting families. According to Alan Jin, an economics professor of the University of San Diego NOS School of Business, inflation rose 3.9% from last year. While grocery store prices increased by only 1.6%, eating out surged by nearly 7%. A potential strike by Local 135, representing over 13,000 workers, could lead to product shortages and further price hikes. As one shopper noted, there's no reason why the worker should be the person who suffers the most. Now on to sports. J.J. Spahn triumphed in a wild and rainy U.S. Open at Oakmont with a dramatic birdie putt that sealed his victory. The 34-year-old golfer, who had struggled earlier in the tournament, hit a remarkable 64-foot putt to finish at one under par, two shots ahead of his nearest competitor. Spahn, who started the day 3-under and faced a challenging course, navigated through chaos, including a lengthy rain delay. Reflecting on his win, he expressed disbelief, stating, "I never thought I would be here holding this trophy." It was a moment that will define his career. Also, in some shocking baseball news, the Boston Red Sox traded star slugger Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants after sweeping the New York Yankees. Devers, the last player from the Red Sox's 2018 World Series championship team, was exchanged for right-handed pitcher Jordan Hicks, left-handed pitcher Kyle Harrison, and outfielder James Tibbs, among others. This trade, occurring 6 weeks before the July 31st trade deadline, follows a turbulent spring for Devers, who struggled with a change to designated hitter. The Red Sox now gain payroll flexibility, similar to a major trade in 2012, which ultimately led to another championship. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Phoenix, the Padres defeated the Diamondbacks 8-2 at Chase Field. Pivetta earned the win, allowing just two hits over seven innings. The Friars' bats were hot, with Bogaerts, Cronenworth, and Machado each contributing key hits. Tatis Jr. doubled in the seventh, while Diaz homered in the ninth to secure the victory. San Diego now stands at 39-31, snapping a three-game skid. Tonight, the Friars face the Dodgers in Los Angeles for Game 1 of a four-game series. Dylan Cease, with a 4.28 earned run average, takes on Shohei Ohtani in his first start of the year. First pitch is at 7:10 with a temperature of 77 degrees in Los Angeles. In top news, in exciting news for iOS users, Apple has announced a new digital ID feature that allows travelers to save their passport in Apple Wallet. This digital passport can be presented to the Transportation Security Administration for domestic flights using an iPhone or Apple Watch. However, it is important to note that this feature does not replace a physical passport and cannot be used for international flights. To utilize the digital ID, travelers will need compatible devices. This development could simplify the identification process for domestic air travelers across the United States. In business news, at iCombinators Spring 2025 Demo Day, nearly every startup presented focused on artificial intelligence, with many following the trend of creating cursor-type tools. Notable startups included Anvil, which offers search engine optimization for large language models, and Atomworks, proposing a revolutionary method to build three-dimensional chips. Other intriguing companies were Octor, automating enterprise software implementation, and Cactus, providing an AI co-pilot for solopreneurs. Den aims to replace traditional communication tools, while Eloquent AI promises to enhance customer operations in financial services. Scalarfield and Sim Studios are also making waves in financial data manipulation and AI agent building, respectively. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% over the weekend to $106,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just under $2,600. And XRP is up 2% to $2.17. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study suggests that gray hair may be reversible, challenging products like Just for Men. Research from New York University's Grossman School of Medicine reveals that melanocyte stem cells can become stuck in hair follicles, preventing them from producing pigment. In healthy conditions, these cells move freely between compartments in hair follicles, allowing for continuous hair color. However, when they become immobilized, pigment production halts, leading to gray hair. The study raises the possibility of finding ways to restore cell mobility, potentially reversing or preventing graying in humans. Entertainment news. In a surprising turn, Marvel is facing potential budget cuts after Thunderbolts underperformed at the box office, earning just $371 million globally, making it one of the franchise's lowest-grossing films. Disney CEO Bob Iger initially celebrated the film's release, but shifts in audience tastes and an oversaturated market pose challenges. Analysts note that the era of guaranteed billion-dollar hits is over. With upcoming projects like Avengers Doomsday and Spider-Man 4, Marvel aims for blockbuster success, but rising production costs complicate matters, making it crucial to balance quality with financial viability. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and civil rights activist, Langston Hughes. And he said, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.